You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami After Show.
What? Girl, fight!
There she go, talking, humming.
Yeah.
All around town, making me stress.
Hey. Hi, everybody. We are here tonight bringing you another Real Housewives of Miami After Show. This is Season 3, Episode 16. It's the reunion part 2. So this is going to do it for this season of the Real Housewives of Miami. I'm your host, Michelle Renee, and I'm joined with...
What's up? Ashley Daniels. Hello.
So we are going to recap the episode like we've been doing all season and, you know, wrap this up in a bow and...
Bittersweet.
Talk about all the girl fights that went down tonight, which is to be expected. It's a reunion. That's what happens. So let's jump right into it. This picks up, obviously, where last week left off. They're at the reunion and... They kind of start by talking about what Lisa did at the wedding, right? Is that kind of the first thing that...
Yes.
First thing that I took notes on.
Right. Basically, it picks up where she's upset about Tony, the makeup artist.
The makeup artist,
having
yeah.
Having yelled at her. And so she brings... Well, Andy notices in Lisa's face, he sees a glimpse of aggravation in her face, to say the least. She's clearly had just cried. And she says, I was attacked by Joanna's makeup artist. And he said, and he called me a horrible name. And Andy's like, what's the name? And she wouldn't say it.
And it was whore.
Yep. And then it was about the wedding. I guess she called her a whore at the wedding or said she used to be a whore.
Yeah. I can definitely understand why Lisa was angry with the whole situation. You know, if you're supposed to be someone's friend... If I had someone that was in my entourage and they were talking poorly about you, I most certainly would tell them, you need to shut your mouth. This is my girl. Like, why are you being disrespectful? And let alone, he's a man. Be it gay or not, he's a man.
Right.
And it's disrespectful.
Right.
So I agree with Lisa being upset that, you know, Joanna didn't defend mm-hmm. her. And Joanna's whole argument was, well, I didn't know that he was saying that. I didn't know that you guys were arguing. And Joanna said something interesting. She said, your makeup artist got into a fight with my makeup artist. And she made it seem like it was between the makeup artists. But that we didn't see that, so...
No, it was... We did see him say to the makeup artist, your makeup's... Well, he said, your makeup's really ugly to Lisa. Fix your makeup, honey. It's really ugly. And obviously, the makeup artist who did the makeup is standing there. So he's not looking to not aggravate the makeup artist. He clearly mm-hmm. was digging her as well.
Yeah.
He was just so... He was such a scumbag.
Sloppy, yeah.
Ugh.
Just...
Good luck getting any work now after... doing something like that mm-hmm. on TV. I don't care if Lisa even did anything. You just don't talk to people like that. So mean.
What I was glad to see was Lisa standing up for herself. So many times she kind of, like, she does stick up for herself. And, you know, especially when she's drunk, she does it a little bit more than she does when she's sober. But I think that after they came back from the makeup break, she just did a whole, like, 360 and really just unleashed the beast. And was taking no prisoners when she kind of went off on everybody. Yeah. What I didn't like was that Adriana tried to, you know, last part a little bit more than this part, Adriana was like speaking for her a lot. And this time Adriana let her kind of get it out. There was moments when Adriana still kind of like tried to chime in, which I didn't care for. But I was proud of Lisa for actually sticking up for herself and, you know, addressing the issue with Joanna and saying what you're saying about me is unfair. You're, you know, insinuating that I did something at your wedding. You're picking on me and my fertility issues, which is unfair. So I was proud of her for that.
I agree. I think it was, I think she's the type that it needs to kind of build up until mm-hmm. she says something. And I think when you're really hurt too, it's hard to get defensive when you are very, very hurt, because all you want to do is really cry, but you know you can't because that person is not going to care if you cry, because clearly Joanna...
They want you to cry.
They want, anything, yeah, they're trying to make you cry, and sometimes it makes you want to cry even more and not get really, you know, tough. So I think it just built up, and she just kept seeing this happen, and she was just like, F this.
Something that I found interesting is the little comment that Lisa made, like, to Joanna, we called each other last night and said we weren't going to hit below the belt. And Alexia was quick to be like, wait, y'all called each other? You know, Adriana and I are friends. We didn't have to call each other to make a truce. So did you think that was weird, or do you think that that's something all the housewives do throughout all the different, you know, cities to call before the reunion and kind of calculate their moves for the show?
You know, I thought about this. I think that it would really depend on the friendship. The more, like, for you, if you and I just know you, and I just know that I would be comfortable enough to call you and say, listen, is there anything that you don't want me to bring up, or anything we should just stay away from? We're in a good place right now. But if that person really doesn't matter to you and your fame matters a little bit more, then I say, you know, you may as well call them and find out what their weak points are and whatever, if you're that type of person that cares more about ratings than you do about the actual person.
Friendship, yeah.
So who knows? I think Lisa did come in this. She was really hurt. She kept saying, why did you have me in your wedding? She was so confused. She was just so confused that this is really happening. I think she really believed that they were very good friends.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just seems like Joanna just really hates her.
Yeah, I think that I would only – if I were on a show like Real Housewives and whomever I was closest with, I would call them and say, I am – going to hit below the belt, or I'm not going to hit below the belt with the other women. I don't think it would be directed at my friend, my best friend on the show. And that's what I kind of thought, maybe their conversation was geared towards the other women. And maybe Joanna was saying, well, I'm not going to hit below the belt at the reunion. And when Lisa said that, Alexia took it as that they had made a pact between themselves. Because I mean, as friends, like, I don't know, why would Joanna tell her I'm not going to hit below the belt with you? It's like, why would you be hitting at all?
I don't know. So we don't know. We only saw little parts of their friendship. I really don't know how close they were, but they seemed really close when they would hang out together. They were very fun, touchy-feely. They would jump on each other and be like two girls at a sleepover. They just seemed like very good friends, but...
Lisa says, she says multiple times, Joanna, you're just jealous of me. And we've discussed it a little bit in past episodes. Do you think Joanna's jealous? Do you think that's why she's making the digs, or you just...
I don't know. I hate with any situation to think that, because I feel like there's so many... I feel like it's a cop-out sometimes. It's an easy way of figuring out what someone's motives are. I don't know what it is. I just think that she's obviously bitter about something, and something's really aggravating her and really pissing her off. And it might just be that Lisa has a really great life, and... I guess that does equal jealousy, but I can't think of anything else that it would be, unless there's things we don't know. But it doesn't seem like that, because Lisa's so hurt. So maybe Joanna, I mean, she does mention all the time that she has a job and Lisa doesn't. So,
And whenever they were at Leah Black's gala, I remember Joanna being like, well, we don't have as much money as Lisa and Lenny, like, to whenever they were bidding on the items.
Well,
and that was something that stuck out in my head to kind of, I mean, even if it's a known fact that one couple has more money than another, to verbally say that, I think it's kind of like, showing your insecurities.
It is. And that just made me remember how Lisa said, you're so fake, Joanna. Where's that necklace that Roman bought you last year? He bought you a necklace last year. Where is it? And she said, what do you mean, where is it? I returned it for a smaller diamond. And she goes, you're trying to be so humble, like, you returned it for a smaller diamond. Like, who returns a big diamond for a small diamond?
Yeah,
when your boyfriend gives you a diamond, you just take the damn diamond and you put it on you and don't ever take it off. I want a smaller one. So that was weird. And then she said, I returned it for a smaller one. And Lisa's like, no, it's fake. You had it on loan last year. You were loaning it for the episode. So... And then she mentions, you know, you don't even, or Adriana says to her later on in the episode, you don't even own your own house. It's under a business name, a corporation name or something. So she might be somebody that, yes, clearly has more money than the average person, but these people they're rolling in the dough. Between Leah Black and Lisa and Alexia, the money is just endless. Yeah. And so someone like Joanna, who does make her own money and doesn't really make a ton of money like that, her insecurities could come up from that.
Yeah. And I'm sure that being on the show only makes it worse because everything is amplified. Oh, well, she can get a Birkin bag and she can do this and she can do that. And when those, when their lives are kind of parallel to each other on a television show, I'm sure it's, you know.
You know, I agree.
Even worse for her to look and say, oh, I see the differences in our life now that I didn't really notice before.
I also feel like somewhere like Miami, and even in LA, I see Birkin bags like I see Toyota Camrys. They're just everywhere. I'm not even impressed by one. Like, I would rather just take the $20,000 and go on a shopping spree than buy one bag. Mm-hmm. I'm so sick of seeing them. And back where I'm from, I'm from like a small town in Massachusetts, and there's this one girl, and everybody knows about her. She buys everything, the fake version of everything. And she thinks that everybody thinks it's real, and she carries around Birkins, and they stand out like a sore thumb. So whoever thinks that, whether the people think they're real or they're fake, and whoever knows what they are, it doesn't really matter. The fact is, it stands out. That mm-hmm. Birkin, you're like, it's blinding. Out here, Miami, no one cares.
No one cares.
So it really doesn't make a difference. If you're not carrying a Birkin and you really don't have one, people probably just think you have one and you just decided not to carry it that day.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, who knows? Who knows if, who knows what's real and what's fake? Everything is so, you know, if she loaned her necklace, who knows what's really real and what's really not real?
Yeah.
We don't know.
And I think, again, though, if she did loan the necklace and she's acting like she didn't, it speaks volumes about her insecurities again. Because Leah Black, I mean, we know she can afford all the diamonds she wants. But when she has a diamond on that's not hers, she's the first to say, oh, I loaned this from so-and-so. Thanks for letting me borrow it.
She did say that tonight,
yeah,
too.
She said it tonight. And we've seen her say it multiple other times. So I think that for Leah to be so open and honest about the fact that, like, oh, this diamond is loaned, it's because she has money, and if she wanted to buy it, she could. Whereas Joanna, maybe. I mean, and who knows if she did really return it for a smaller diamond or not. But, I mean, in that case, if she did lie about it, I could see that being another thing, another example that kind of points to her being insecure.
Agreed.
About the lack of
whatever the
she
case
has.
May be, there's no excuse for being mean to anybody.
So yeah, speaking of Joanna, what do you think? What do you think about her being the accusations that she used to be a hooker? We kind of discussed
Joanna accusations.
Oh, Joanna,
that was Joanna was a hooker.
Yes,
there's not enough to base it on. I think it's stupid. I think she's a beautiful girl. I think she was stunning, probably in her 20s, even more beautiful. And I'm sure that you know, girls were very envious of her and probably started rumors about her. Look at, like, currently the people that have reality shows that they're beautiful and they're young, and automatically there are rumors the next week that they're this and that and they're doing this and that. Yeah. And it's because people love to bring anybody down that is successful and really pretty. So in her defense, I don't think you could put any stake in anything that was said about her in her past, because we're never going to know. And she was a beautiful girl, and she was even more beautiful when she was young. So there are those girls that just want to bring you down. And that doesn't mean that she can go out and call other people a whore. But in her defense, I don't think that's not enough to base
on. Yeah, I think whether she was or not, I don't know. I wasn't there. But I think that she did handle the situation very well, because she just kind of blew it off and was like, no, I'm not a... You know, she remained very calm,
yeah.
Which I thought was weird, because the first half of the reunion, she was so, like, ready to go and so just, like, fiery and, like, pissed off about something. And this second part, she seemed a lot more calm, cool, and collected. So I don't know if she took a shot.
I think it was 9 hours
of
taping, too. So they probably took a lunch break or something.
And she probably was just tired when she got back, because she seemed a lot more, you know, sedated.
Maybe she
popped something on the break. I don't know. Did you see
this? Andy euthanized her.
This is shade, but did you see Brandy on Watch What Happens Live?
No. When?
Apparently last week sometime. She said something. I don't know. I was watching Fashion Queens.
Oh, no, I didn't. But one of the viewers for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show commented to me and told me to take a look at it because it explains a lot about the Mohammed and Yolanda situation.
Yeah, see, I didn't see it, but I was watching Fashion Queens last night, which is another Bravo show that I love. I love all things Bravo. And apparently, one of the things that Brandy said about her, about Joanna on the after show, was that she has, like, bad odor of her vagina.
Oh, I did see
you did
this.
And I'm like, let me ask Ashley, because I didn't see it. Like, what the hell is happening
here? I see every after show of that. For some reason, didn't tape that night. I don't know why. But I did see some preview or something about her vagina smelling bad or something. Was it her vagina? I mean, what else?
Yeah, I didn't know how to explain it. I was a little uncomfortable in that moment trying to explain it to you.
That's
all right.
I'll say vagina. Yeah. You know, they've said that about that what's her name? The beautiful actress, forget her name, Scarlett Johansson. There's been rumors that her vagina smells too. Who cares? Oh, whatever. Never, I don't want to know about that. I don't want to think about that. That's disgusting. One. And why does Brandy know what someone else's?
Well, maybe she explained it on the after show. Maybe she explained it on the after show.
Yeah, but why do we even have, like, that is just so random. If you want to bring somebody down, come up with something better than that. It's it's gross.
We should. I wish we would have.
Yeah, but even if we watched it, and it, no, and
just
it was like
for just for like the black the background of her and Muhammad, because we discussed that last week, whether or not they had
Brandy. I respect that she says what's on her mind. I always respect somebody that can do that. But at the same time, there's some times where you just need to keep your mouth shut. It's kind of disgusting.
Well, I feel like it's the lesser of two evils because Joanna also is like quick to be like, my husband's penis is huge and it's hard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for somebody to say like her vagina smells bad, it's like – But it's not like she's saying it about Marisol, who can't defend herself. Like, Joanna.
Marisol. Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it's not like Brandy said it about somebody that's, like, a little weak weakling.
Listen, any girl who
would start
even
crying. Like, I'm sure Joanna would have some comeback. Like, my vagina stinks, but it is wet and it is great. Or, well, I don't know. Like, this is disgusting, but you know what I'm saying?
I get it.
She can handle it.
It doesn't matter who you are. Any girl whose vagina doesn't smell, you're going to be like, my vagina doesn't smell. And then obviously it's going to turn into like a big war.
I don't know.
That's going to get any girl amped up, even the most shy person. Marissa, wouldn't you get upset if someone said that? I'm just saying.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And I agree.
I just was trying to see if you maybe knew the backstory because I didn't see it. So I'm like, why did she say her vagina smelled bad?
But if there was a backstory and there was like an amazing backstory and she even had a timeline of like when it started to smell and all this like crazy timeline, who, like, what could possibly be the reason that she would say that other than to make her look bad and to.
Because she hates her. Because
she hates her, right? It's not like you're saying that to prove a point. Like, what's the point? Who cares? I'm sure it's fine. She's a model. You know, she has to shower a lot. You know, that's what I think. Whatever. And going into that, it's funny because randomly, Marisol, do you remember in the when they were showing the back, during the background scenes with the dressing rooms, and Marisol kept talking about having PMS, and she's like telling the cameraman, you don't know what PMS is. Oh, I have PMS. Anybody else think this? That isn't she a little old to still be getting her period?
She's probably on our last two or three, but she's probably.
How old is she?
She's in her 40s. Like, when does
Marisol's in her 40s?
Yeah.
Marisol?
She's probably, like, late 40s. When does it stop? Like, when does it, like, 50s?
Yeah. Are you sure she's in her
40s? I think she's younger than Leah.
Okay. I just thought that was weird. I don't know. I thought that was really strange. I didn't know she still got her period. I don't know. That's
well, speaking
interesting.
Of Mar- yeah, well, speaking of Mary, apparently she gets her period and hopefully she doesn't stink when she's on her period. I don't know, because then there'll be rumors floating around about her. But
so sorry, guys.
Yeah. This has just turned into a whole different show.
It really did. Hey, that's right. It's the unfiltered version of
After Buzz. Speaking of Marisol, though, she came out for the second part. She wasn't on the first part, obviously, because she's a guest cast member, supporting cast member, halftime.
What the heck was that?
I don't know what she is, but she's...
She came out, I loved her outfit. I don't know why. Even though it looked like she was wearing, like, a window curtain, I still liked it.
She looked
drapes, like drapes.
Yeah, this is the best we've seen her.
Yeah,
look,
okay.
face-wise. Outfits, there's been outfits of hers that I liked better, but I think her makeup looked really good. And, you know, that's what you should do on the reunion.
It was better than usual.
This probably is her last time to be on a reunion show. Let's just be honest. And so I think that she really stepped her game up.
She was hoping, and someone else kept mentioning it too. They were like, you just so badly want to come back on this show. When she brought out the freaking iPad. I know you're going to probably bring it up, but
we can discuss right now.
What the F was that? It's like, okay, let's forget about for a second that she even did it. I want to know the backstory. Did she go up to her poor father in the hospital and take the iPad and was like, Dad, can you just look into this? What's that? You know, he's probably like 109. He doesn't even know what the iPad is. Just look into this and say the following lines. Leah, I don't know. You know, I'm like, this poor guy, let him relax. Why are you bringing this crap into your father's hospital room? And then why are you bringing the video to the reunion?
Yeah.
It's like when we're in fifth grade, my mom doesn't like me hanging out with you anymore. And my dad's really mad that you called me that name. Who gives a crap what your parents think? Who cares?
Yeah. And Leah said that her dad that she hadn't even met the dad ever, which to me was like,
that was
okay.
So funny.
I mean,
she's like, my dad's really upset with you. And I didn't want to mention it, but my dad's really
I didn't want to mention it, but I bought an iPad and a little speaker so everyone can hear it.
And it's like, oh, now we're all going to be saying, oh, my gosh, aw, he's mad at someone he never met. Well, now I'm really team Marisol.
Yeah.
If she, nothing else, I know I am.
I mean, I think that she did this, obviously, for – I don't know why she did it. I guess she is grasping at straws to try to stay relevant and try to stay on the show.
Desperado.
Yeah. But it's – someone – Leah said this earlier in the season. She said – if you really cared about your mom, you would be telling her I was there every day, even if I wasn't.
So true.
And the thing with Marisol that bothers me is I love Mama Elsa, and it's clear that Mama Elsa's health is deteriorating. So don't doubt that. But I think that Marisol is so caught up in being on this show and trying to stay relevant in the drama that she doesn't give she's just not caring enough about her parents' health. If my mom or dad or both were sick.
God forbid.
Yeah. I would not care about petty drama on a reality show. And that seems to be her number one focus. So much so that she'll go into her dad's hospital room with an iPad and have him record this message, which was very scripted.
Not even that. She's like, when Andy said, how's Mama Elsa? She goes, well, I told her I was going to be doing the reunion and she had no idea what that was. And I said, you know, we all sit on the couch and tear each other's hair apart. And she goes, and she still didn't know. Why are you talking to your mother about being on the reunion? And
why are you on the reunion?
Why are you getting your makeup done? I would move for a single second if my parents, God forbid, both of her parents are in the hospital and she's on the reunion. That is creepy.
Yeah.
Creep status.
So Marisol, boo.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all we have to say about her, really.
And she gets her period, so that's fabulous. I'm glad.
Yeah. Before we discuss the little recaps they do of everyone's seasons, head over to iTunes and tell us what you think. Rate and comment our after show. Those comments will still be there for season 4 of The Real Housewives of Miami. So we'd like to see what you thought about the whole season, our after show and the season of the show. If you have any questions that we can address and answer via Twitter, let us know those too. Please. So you can check out your other after shows. For AfterBuzz as well. Ashley does
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Yes, every Monday.
And
we have an awesome guest caller next week, which I'll reveal later.
Yes, stay tuned for that. And Snooki and J-Wall as well.
You're still doing that? Yeah. Snooki and J-Wall on Tuesdays.
Yeah, and I'm doing Shaws of Sunset on Tuesday and Vanderpump Rules as well, if you like other...
Woo-hoo, we love Bravo.
Yeah, if you love Bravo shows. So that's what we're doing for you here. What they always do during the reunion shows is they do little montages of kind of the cast members' season as a whole. So we see Lisa's theme is her and Lenny's relationship and they're not being able to have children. Alexia's is... her little vignette has to deal with her ex-husband and her son. And yeah. And then Leah's is Leah Black, queen of Miami, used to live in Texas, and, you know, is fabulous. So
it's a huge surprise with all those montages. I was
blown
away.
So boom. These storylines have got to change next season. But so Alexia, I think that Andy, I like Andy because he does a really good job of asking, like, really trivial, dumb questions and stirring the pot. But also at the same time, he knows how to ask kind of really good interview questions. Like whenever he's asking Alexia about her husband, and she conveniently, he's like, well, what's the story? And she's like, oh, it's a long story. Well, duh. I mean, it's not like you haven't been sitting there for 8 hours already. Yes, why not just tell the story and let them, you know, but I liked that he kind of was digging more from her and that he's like, well, what kind of drugs was he selling?
Right.
Well, how long did he go to jail for?
Yes.
How many years did he actually serve?
Right.
Like, I was just like, okay, I love Andy's versatility that he's able to be like, oh, well, who's that dressed by? But then
he's asking the questions everybody wants to know because he knows they're never going to talk about anything that's not, you know, making them look so positive. It was interesting when he said that, though. He got sentenced for, what was it, 25 years? And he only served 4? Was that it? He has a really good lawyer. And now he's still very close with her and with the boys. And Leah, I think Leah was the one who mentioned, didn't he spend the time with the son in the hospital?
Yeah.
And she was like, yes. And I think Alexia appreciated that Leah brought something up that was positive regarding the son because...
Yeah, I thought... I was glad to hear that because I know a bit earlier in the season when Brooke was still on, the other co-host, we were kind of wondering, well, where is her husband now? Is he passed away? Is he still in jail? What is he doing? And I mean, they didn't really say anything about his current state or if he's still a criminal or whatever, but it seems that he's gotten himself together.
Right.
And that he's at least, you know, there for his son, which says a lot because a lot of men are deadbeat dads these days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good for him.
I must be kind of weird, though, being an ex-convict with two kids, having been in, you know, having had drug issues and everything, and then you see your gorgeous ex-wife married to a millionaire. I mean, he's not Prince Charming, but he's clearly got a lot of money and he's a good guy. So kind of must be weird being that guy that lost that beautiful girl and kind of has to start over again. Kind of sucks.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt
that drugs.
I wouldn't doubt that he probably has someone himself. And especially if you, if you're sentenced to 25 years in prison and you only serve four, it's not like the ties and the lifestyle you have after those 4 years are going to be completely gone. Not saying that he got back into the drug culture, but I'm sure he still,
you
know, had the same friends and still had like a similar lifestyle.
Has the same friends. That's funny.
You know what I'm
saying?
I think
when you're a drug addict, all your friends are drug addicts.
Well, he wasn't a drug addict. He was a drug dealer.
They do drugs too.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, trust me.
But you know what I'm saying? If he had spent 25 years in prison, then I think that after he got out, he probably would have had a hard time jumping back into society. If you spend 4 or 5 years in prison, when you get out, for the most part, your friends that you've had, that you go to the club with, that you do lines of coke with, that you... You know, the women that you know are still going to be there to be like, oh, Peter, like, how are you? How was your time in jail? Like, oh, you and Alexi aren't together anymore? You know, I want to be the girl on your arm because I remember how dope you were 5 years ago.
No, pun
intended with dope.
No, that was funny.
So, yeah, I don't, you know, I wouldn't doubt if he has someone just as pretty as Alexia.
Hey, who knows who he met in prison anyway?
Oh.
You know.
Shade.
Just saying, you never know. Sometimes they come out.
Maybe he had a pen pal. Maybe he met a pen
Maybe
pal.
Maybe he dropped the soap a few times. Who knows? We don't know. Let's just move. Yeah.
All right. So,
kind of a little too comfortable talking about prison drugs.
I will say before we move on to Lisa, one of my favorite parts of Alexia's little montage was her relationship with her mom. And I could definitely see her mom being the new Mama Elsa. Because
Really? You think so? Her mom seems very, I mean, I'm not saying Mama Elsa isn't smart, but they're a different type of smart. Mama Elsa's more herbal remedy, like, let's talk about different types of magic or whatever she does and all that stuff, all that kooky little bit of stuff. And then what's her name? The mother is a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
She's, like, actually has a real job.
Not as far as, like, intellectually, I don't think they're on the same level, but just as far as, like, them being older and kind of senile and just saying whatever's on their mind and them not caring.
Like us.
And it being hilarious.
Yeah.
Because the mom's like, Peter, your father is what's considered like a loser.
I know.
I'm like cracking up.
I know, I know. Well, I mean, wouldn't you say that if your daughter?
Yeah, no, I most certainly would say it.
Got knocked up twice by a drug addict.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will, Mama Elsa will always have a,
I love
you know,
her.
Large place in my heart, but I could definitely see Alexia's mom kind of, you know.
Well, I know you're Team Leah Black, but you had to have been a little bit annoyed when you saw that video that Marisol showed, the second one, when they were making fun of Marisol. And when they were making fun of Mama Elsa.
Did
you not think that was Leah's laugh?
It did kind of sound like Leah's laugh a little bit. It kind of did, kind of didn't. It wasn't like 100% her, but it wasn't like 100% not her. I was kind of like, oh, that might be her. What kind of confused me, and not really confused me, but I wasn't disgusted with it because I didn't see them making fun of the stroke. She said the comedians were doing impersonations of housewives.
Oh,
and supposedly
they
were doing an impersonation of Mama Elsa. And I didn't get what part of their impersonation was her having a stroke.
But didn't
so
why
that's
did she
why
talk
I wasn't,
like that, though? Is it didn't she have a stroke before, or was this her first stroke?
She may have had a stroke before. I don't know.
I think the reason she talks the way she does is because of something. Has to be something health-wise, right? Is she just,
oh, I thought she just was old. And
maybe
she just talked like that.
Okay.
And so I just thought they were doing an impersonation of her. And I'm sure people do impersonations of Mama Elsa all the time.
Yes.
So I wasn't that offended by it.
But putting it on YouTube, I feel like that's such a not a Leah Black thing to do. She's so professional and she's very conservative and she knows what's right and what's wrong. And I really did not expect that from her.
And she said it was, she was with a bunch of comedians. Like, this is what these people
right.
do. Like, I mean, to me, I wasn't that offended by it.
All right. I was on the cusp. I didn't know because I thought it really, if it was taken out of context, you know.
Yeah.
If it was some type of party or something, and they had literally tons and tons of impersonations, and that was 2 seconds of a clip, or if that was a YouTube video that was very long. Mm-hmm. I don't know where she got the YouTube video. Maybe it's on Leah Black's. Maybe it's still there that we could actually view it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, it's like when you're in the public eye, you have to kind of watch out for who you're hanging out with and what you guys are doing, because everything gets taken out of context. Everything gets misinterpreted. I mean, like Lisa, for instance, being called a racist.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, I mean, it is really stupid. I agree. But it's just like Leah knew she was with these people. Right. If they were doing the impersonations, fine. But what I wouldn't have let them do is tag me in the video. I would have been like, don't tag me, because they were like with the Fabulous Housewife Lisa Black. So then them tagging her automatically acts as an endorsement from her, and it seems like she's supporting it because she's tagged. So I don't know. Be careful, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story. Yeah. But
yeah.
Leah and Alexia had kind of a moment where, because Andy asked, well, are you two okay? Because it mm-hmm. seemed like there was some tension between them. And I didn't think it was fair for Alexia to say RJ is only 13 and he might be a, you know, career criminal. Even though I know I've said before that RJ kind of acts like a serial killer. I have said that.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of RJ's, you know, I don't live in Miami. Right. RJ doesn't know me. And his mom is not friends with my mom. So I think right. that the kids should always stay out of it. But I guess Alexia was trying to get back at her for saying that Peter Jr. deserved to be in jail for 25 years.
Yeah, that was disgusting. I definitely agree with you. Keep the kids out of it. He seems like a really sweet, cute kid. I know I was all, I didn't think he was like a serial killer. I mean, I don't have kids, but if my kid wanted to play with guns, I'd be like, you're cool. Like, let's go out. Let's go shoot. Like, that's fun. That's funny. I mean, it would be creepy to me if my kid was like, all of a sudden, I'm like, what's that in your hand? And he's like, a sandwich. And I'm like, no, what is that? He's like, and it's a gun. That's when you're like, should be a little bit afraid. But he was like so open-minded about it. He's like, I want to go shooting, whatever. So, I mean, I don't know. That was just stupid. She just was looking for something to bring Leah down, because Leah was super, uber, crazy confident this second half of the reunion.
She was.
She was like, screw all of you. I'm Leah Black.
Yeah. But, I mean, she had the evidence to back it up. And, like, I think it's when you're filming the show, actually, and people come at you, you don't know what you're going to say. It's kind of sometimes hard, especially if you're not quick on your feet. Not saying that Leah isn't, because I think she is. But sometimes it's hard to kind of get across exactly your point and what you want to say. And I think she came into the reunion knowing these are the points I need to prove. This is the evidence I need to bring. And so she was confident. These are the, you know, handbags I need to have behind the pillow. So I think she was confident in herself, and it just showed. Maybe came off as a little bit arrogant, but
yeah.
I'm Team Leah, so
I know you are.
She can do no wrong.
I know. Well, at least we're both on the same team of people that are friends. I'm Team Lisa, you're Team Leah, and they're good friends. So.
And we're not Team Joanna though, and they're kind of friends.
Yeah, they are kind of friends. I don't know how long. I don't know. It's going to be really weird if they all stay next season. It's going to be really weird seeing how Leah's going to balance the relationship between Joanna and Lisa. Although Lisa did mention at the end when he was like, how is everybody? How you guys can all make up mm-hmm. or whatever. And Lisa's like, I hate you right now. I kind of hate you right now. I hate you more than I hate you. It seems like when you just say that, it's not like she said, I'm done with you forever to Joanna. So
yeah, I don't think Lisa holds grudges.
Yeah, so I think they'll be okay.
Yeah.
If she's open to, I don't think Joanna's going to apologize, but.
Yeah, of course not. And speaking of Lisa, she has a little montage of her moments too. And you said, right, that her and Lenny, we learned that they had a surrogate, but you told me, right, that was not.
I don't
know
if it's now. I know that there was a surrogate that they went back, like they didn't want to use anymore for whatever reason. I don't know if now they have a surrogate, because I got confused myself watching, because the reunion, uh-huh. she found a surrogate. But I thought I did read that she didn't have a surrogate anymore because she didn't want to get into it, but it had something to do with maybe her lifestyle or just I don't know, something like that. But hopefully she has a surrogate now. Hopefully.
Yeah. So I thought that was sweet. She gets called a racist because she says, you guys are like a gang. Mountain out of a molehill. Yeah.
It's just dumb. It was so stupid. She's very outspoken. She says things that are, you know, she has, she speaks her mind. Mm-hmm. And she was just saying, if she'd said something different, they'd say she's bullying them. No matter what, they're always going to say it's something, you know. But no, definitely not a racist. 100%. Yeah. She even said, she's like, I'm, what did she say? I'm
Well, she said her mom was Jamaican, but she now lives in Canada.
Right.
And we both were like, how does that, like, happen? Like,
I don't know.
How do you get from Jamaica to Canada?
Yeah, no. She said she's from, you know, she's Canadian, and she, it was a struggle for her, I guess, as well. Yeah.
Someone also, like, brings up, someone's trying to add to evidence that she's a racist, and they're like, you always tell us not to speak our language when we're together. And I'm like, no, I agree 100% with her. I hate...
So rude. I hate that. When you get your nails done. I hate that. Like, so aggravating. I'm like, I know you guys are talking about me right now.
Yeah, I know you guys are talking about how ugly my feet are. Or, exactly. Like, how bad my cuticles
are. Trying to upsell me a spa pedicure. I don't want the spa pedicure.
I want the regular.
Yeah, I want the regular freaking pedicure.
Yeah, or, like, a lot of people that I work with do that. And I think it's incredibly rude. Even if you aren't talking about the person, it's just as uncomfortable to exclude someone because of a language barrier. So, yep.
I totally agree.
Yeah,
I don't even think they're thinking of it at times. Sometimes your first language is just much easier to speak your first language. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't know. I'm not a scholarly. I barely speak English. But, you know, if I had other languages, if I had one that I was most comfortable with and we all spoke it, I guess I would do. But you just have to remind yourself that there is one person in the group that doesn't speak Spanish. They were probably doing that on purpose, too, to make her, who knows.
To make her feel, yeah. Mean girls.
I'm glad she brought it up and said something. She shouldn't let things go like that because you need to create barriers and, you know, not let people get away with shit like that.
Speaking of barriers, Adriana and Joanna.
Speaking of limp.
Yeah, I don't know. No. I didn't have a good segue for that. But Adriana and Joanna, that's kind of the last big thing that happens this reunion, and they kind of have a few words back and forth, and essentially Joanna saying, I had gotten over it. I invited her to my wedding, but she called my husband gay, and I'm not going to ever speak with her again. I'm done with her.
But that throws you over the edge. Like, not all the other things you were called. The fact that she said that he's gay and has a small penis. Like, that's the worst thing.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. She called her horrible names. I guess Adriana knew that was going to really hit hard. I don't know why that bothered her so much, though.
Yeah.
But the way Adriana was saying that was beyond. Your boy, he has a limp penis. Limp penis. And she keeps saying it over and over and over again. And Joanna's literally turning as red as her dress. It was hilarious.
No, trust me, my husband.
See, you have a penis. This is your penis. And then Andy's like, I don't think Adriana has a penis. And
I love
she's
Andy
like,
no, so much. No,
I know. It was so it was the funniest thing I've ever seen for any reunion. Talking about a penis for 5 minutes. Who cares? I don't want to know about anything that has to do with penises.
With his penis or her smelly vagina.
Yeah, I don't want to know about any of your genitals. Keep them in your pants. Keep them smelling fresh. Let's end it. God.
I just think that obviously they knew that they weren't going to be friends. Like, when they had the whole lunch makeup, I mean, I knew that it wasn't going to last very long. So to even be like, we were all friends in Vegas and we, you know, showed our boobies to each other.
It's always funny watching them watch the recaps as well in the little box at the bottom. Because I was looking for Joanna to kind of smile a little bit when she's looking and watching her and Adriana get along. And she's like, this is the beginning of a bright future for Adriana and I. And I'm just like, I always look for that little glimpse of, because I wonder what it's like if you are fighting so badly with somebody. But a month ago, 2 months ago, you were friends. And all of a sudden you're getting all these recaps at these fun times. It must be really weird. To just sit and watch. And
it's probably one of those things where you, like, want to laugh, but you kind of, like, try really hard not to because you don't want to give that person satisfaction.
Yes.
Yes. I would imagine it would be, like, one of those things. But I just think these women have to realize that you tape the show, you're in these arguments, you maybe have a makeup, and when you go to the reunion, you're going to have watched the entire season again. And I think they need to realize, don't get upset over stuff that happened and that was said that you didn't see that happened, you know, prior. I mean, previously before you made up with this person. And I mean, I guess Joanna's thing was that, or Adriana's thing was that she was angry at Joanna because Joanna had made a comment about her wedding and she wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know.
These children, they all need a little slap. They all need a little wooden spoon, a little hit. I think. So, I really think they all need to be reprimanded and given a timeout for a long time. Because this is just ridiculous. The stupidest stuff ever. These are grown women. talking about penises and all this crazy crap.
And you know what else they're talking about?
What?
Pocketbooks.
They said pocketbooks. I love it.
Hello.
It's like almost like they heard
it was,
us.
Yeah, I know. It was like a full circle moment for us. For those of you who don't know, we've been debating, is it called a handbag? Is it called a purse? Or is it called a pocketbook?
It's a pocket.
And we both, you know, say pocketbook. And Marisol says, if my mom were here, she'd probably be beating us with her pocketbooks. And then Leah pulls out a pocketbook from behind the couch, behind the pillow, and it's like, hopefully it's one of my pocketbooks. And it was great.
It's
so
awesome.
I loved that.
That was like the best scene of the whole, I mean, other than Limp Penis, it was secondary to Limp Penis, but it was just fabulous. I love it.
Yeah.
So.
So do you want to get into some predictions for next season?
Yes.
Yes.
I would love to. What's in our pocketbook prediction?
Ooh, I like that. Well, can I pose a question to you as a prediction? Who do you think will not be on the season next year?
Oh, let me think. Marisol?
Okay, definitely Marisol. But do you think anyone else will be X'd off?
Someone else is going to get the boot. Who is it going to be?
I think someone else will get the boot, too. I'm thinking
Nothing
Alexia as well.
She's so boring. They're going to add somebody new, 100%.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be somebody that is already in their social scene in terms of having a history with one of them, whether it's a person who gets along with Joanna or who doesn't get along with one of them, they're going to stir the pot.
Yeah.
They have to.
Do you think there will, maybe I jumped the gun, do you think there will be a season 4?
Yes.
Definitely?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right.
But you know, maybe they'll have nobody back. I mean, I hope that's not the case, but you never know. So they've done that before
where they
just start fresh. And it's really the only franchise where they do that a lot. I think these people really end up hating each other more than any other. You think that they would never be able to get in a room together again, but
yeah.
There's nothing left to fight about.
Yeah. And I just think with this group, well, I mean, I guess the Cuban gang,
okay,
racist, but
you are so freaking racist. I'm leaving.
I guess with them, they have remained friends, but with the blondes, I feel like their friendships are so superficial and so disingenuine. Maybe, you know, their friendships are so disingenuine that I don't think that there would be any good, happy content between them. And so I think it would be just a season of like negativity and fights. And I think you have to have a good balance on a show like Housewives of like, you know, women having fun together at events and parties, but then also arguing. And with the group of blondes, I'm like, okay, Lisa and Joanna obviously have issues. Like Leah, I guess she kind of is neutral, but I don't know. I just don't think there's enough friendships there to...
Yeah, I like to see... I wonder sometimes when there are episodes... With Jersey last season, there was some episodes where they got along. And I thought it was boring.
Yeah.
So,
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you so much.
For tuning into our after show. It's been a great season. And I can't wait to be back for season 4.
Yes.
Bravo.
Yes.
If you are having a season 4, we'll be here.
Please, Andy. Please, Andy Cohen.
All right. So between now and then, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee LA.
And for me at Miss Ashley Daniels for Instagram and Twitter. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.